Parshat Vayetze deals with the creation of the nation of Israel, Yaakov and his 12 children. How did he get there? Let's take a look. The end of last week's Parsha, Esav wants to kill Yaakov. He's fuming at the fact that Yaakov stole, in inverted commas, the birthright and got the blessing of Yitzchak. He wants to kill him. Rivka gets a note of this and she decides to tell Yitzchak, her husband, and their father that it's time to send Yaakov over to Haran to get married to one of her family. Yitzchak agrees, gives him the blessing, and Yaakov is on his way. The Parsha says, Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva, which is where they were, Vayelech Haran, and he goes to a place called Haran. Our rabbis explain, Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov left. He was doing what his mother said. He's running away as far as he can from Esav. Vayelech Haran, and he arrived in a place called Haran. His other intention was to do what his father said in order to get married. As he arrives, he realizes that he didn't yet pray in the place. He passed by the place where his father got offered as a sacrifice in Jerusalem, and he decides to go all the way back to pray. At that moment in time, the sun sets and he goes to sleep, and God shows him a vision of a ladder and angels are going up and down. The angels that are going up represents the angels, the protecting angels in Israel, and the angels that are coming down to join him are now going to be accompanying him outside of the land of Israel. We are always protected by angels. He has a vision, he offers an offering and of thanks and a statement to God, prayer that God should be with him on his journey, and he goes on his way. At that moment, he arrives finally, and he gets to a well, and the well symbolizing Torah, symbolizing life, symbolizing water, the flow of life, is where also Rivka met Eliezer, i.e., and eventually Yitzchak. It's where the mothers and fathers of a Jewish nation meet to symbolize that the center of a Jewish home is this idea of water, of life, of Torah. Torah is like water. It penetrates, goes all the way to the depths. Yaakov is over there and he sees the shepherds, and the shepherds are around and they're waiting. And he says, Achai, he says, my dear brothers, why are you waiting? What's the big wait over here? And they said to him, there's a big stone and we don't really trust each other. And there's different varying factions over here of different shepherds. And we wait till everyone comes and only then can we lift the stone. Yaakov then sees Rachel coming. He asks about the family, and he sees Rachel coming and he's impressed and he understands, he has a prophetic vision that she's going to be the one. And he himself removes the stone. That's how strong Yaakov was. He asked who she is, about the family, etc. And she goes back and tells her father, Lavan. Lavan is very excited because he remembers the time that Eliezer came, and Eliezer was packed. He had loads of goodies, loads of jewelry and gold, which he gave out to the family. And he says, I'm in luck, I've hit the lottery. But then he sees Yaakov, and Yaakov was poor. He didn't come, he crossed the river only with his stick because he got attacked by Eliphaz, the son of Esav. And he took away all his wealth. So he decides to give him a hug and check his whole pockets, check his teeth, check around. And Lavan can't find any money. And he says, Ach, Basari, all you are is my flesh and blood. But don't worry. Ach, Atzmi, Basariata. Don't worry, you can stay with me. Lavan had two children, two girls, so to speak. One was Leah. She was the older, and Rachel was the younger. Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel. He says, I worked 7 years for Rachel. And he's clear, he says, your small daughter, your younger daughter. Lavan agrees and at the end makes a wedding. But of course, he hustles Yaakov. He switches off all the lights in the wedding. And Leah is given to Yaakov as a wife. Yaakov realizes, but it's too late. And he's furious. And Lavan says, not to worry. Complete this week. Sheva brachot. Enjoy yourself. Then I'll enable you to marry Rachel on condition that you're going to work another 7 years. And that's what happened. He ends up working another 7 years. So 14 years in total, he is working. During those 14 years is the time when Leah gives birth to six children, six boys, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun, and a daughter called Dinah. Dinah is the daughter of Leah, while Rachel remains barren. Rachel gives Yaakov a handmaid Bilhah as a wife to bear children in her stead, and two more sons are born, Dan and Naphtali. And eventually Leah does the same with her handmaid Zilpah, who gives birth to Gad and Asher. Finally, Rachel's prayers are answered and she gives birth to Joseph, the 11th boy. Now Joseph has been born. Yaakov realizes it's now time that he heads back home. He decides to want to head back home, but Lavan pleads with him, please stay. I've seen a lot of bracha. I've become very wealthy. Yaakov makes a deal with him and says, I'll stay if you pay me. Up to now, you haven't paid me. I've just been working for the wives. And Yaakov gets paid by Lavan. Lavan tries to swindle him over 100 times, but each time Yaakov is blessed by God Almighty. Eventually, Yaakov decides to leave without telling Lavan because he's worried about Lavan's reaction. He asks permission from Rachel and Leah. They give him permission. God Almighty says to him, it's time to go. And Yaakov goes on his way back. Rachel has stolen the special Avodah Zarah, special idol that Lavan had called the Trafim, which could tell the future. And she hasn't told Yaakov about it. And Lavan chases after Yaakov when he realizes, eventually catching him up. But before he catches him up, God appears to Lavan and tells him, don't you dare mess around with Yaakov. And so Lavan is now reduced. He can't attack. He challenges Yaakov. He tells him, why did you steal my Trafim? Yaakov doesn't know. And Yaakov says, whoever stole them should die. Unfortunately, his wife Rachel stole them. And eventually, not in this week's Parsha, but eventually when she gives birth to Binyamin, she passes away giving birth. The power of the words of Tzaddik. Yaakov makes a treaty with Lavan. And eventually, Yaakov goes on his way. And the Parsha finishes with the idea of Yaakov being greeted on his way back to Eretz Yisrael by a camp of angels. He now has a camp of angels, whereas originally he saw them in his dream. He's now being greeted by them because he's been through so much and he's gained so much zechuyot, so much merits, that now the angels are accompanying him as a camp. Shabbat Shalom.